You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this southern town last summer to show the folks a brand new way of life. But all you've shown the folks around here is trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith, and yes, I'm back, sort of. This is a pre-recorded message for Friday morning, because I'm still having to stay home, unfortunately. I'll tell you the whole story here in this first 5 minutes. First hour of this program will be pre-recorded by myself, and then the second 2 hours will be whatever the crew wants to do with it. So let me tell you the story. It was, I think, last Wednesday, I did a show that I gotta admit, I wasn't super happy with. For the first time ever since working at InfoWars for the past 4 years, I got finished with the program and I sort of had a pit in my stomach. I didn't feel good about it. I thought I'd just gone a little too crazy. I wasn't funny. I wasn't entertaining. I wasn't informative. I was just like kind of a downer and I just felt bad about it. But I also think I just felt bad in general because the next day I woke up and had a bit of a fever and I was sick. I caught a cold that had been going around my family and neighbors. And so Thursday, Friday, I was not doing too well. By Saturday, I was doing a little bit better. And then on Sunday, I was doing some very light yard work. Some very casual, not strenuous picking up of sticks. We have a giant bamboo grove, and during the big freeze a couple months ago, a bunch of the stalks died, and they've just been standing there. And they're huge, they're like 30 feet tall, but they're very light because they're just sort of hollow cardboard-like material. And so I was pulling those up, and it wasn't hard. The roots all rot, so you just yank them up, and they're gone. And at one point, I must have sort of reached out and bent a little bit wrong and pulled. It wasn't like a big pain automatically, but as I'm walking back with this big bamboo, you know, staff I'm carrying, I started to get a little pain in the back. I'm like, I'll just work through it. And then I remembered that last year, my brother-in-law was digging up some bamboo because our backyards touch each other. So same bamboo grove, same bamboo nation that is slowly but surely conquering us, apparently, because he was tearing up bamboo, but he was going hard. He was pickaxing and just ripping it up and just going totally crazy. Slipped a disc in his back and was bedridden for like a month, and it's been really bad. So I thought, okay, I don't want to strain myself. It's not hurting too much, but I better go lay down. By the time I got inside, it was just like incredible pain. Couldn't handle it. It was insane. And so I've basically been laying on that couch on my back with an ice pack underneath me for the past 5 days or so. And it has been a very strange experience. Usually when you're sick, your mind is sick too, right? You have a fever or something and you're sort of out of it and can't function as well as you could. Well, I'm good. Like I'm not sick. I'm not suffering. I just can't move. I'm just immobile. It's been very weird. I'm just laying on my couch and like if something falls off my table, it's gone. I can't grab it. I can't get up and move over and pick it up. At least that's how it was for the first couple days. So it's been a very, very strange experience being immobile, not even being able to really sit up. Now it's been a week. I went to the doctor today, got a pain shot. So I'm going to power through this hour here to get you caught up on some of the news that I missed over the last week. So anyway, it's been a very strange experience. I've been recuperating and But it's been good because, you know, we started this show at the beginning of the year and we just sort of were thrown into it, right? I was actually on vacation when Dave and I got let go and they asked me to host the show. So I came back in sort of with the show ready to go and I just started hosting. And it's been solid all the way through until now, with the exception of a few days because of the big freeze in Texas that we all missed work. So this has been the first time that I've really stepped back. So I've done a lot of thinking and I think the show will actually improve because of my being bedridden. But I would, of course, love to thank Rob and Drew and everybody else who filled in for me being sick. And of course, a giant thank you to all of the InfoWarriors out there who've reached out and asked me how I was doing. I really appreciate that. And of course, the crew for making up for my shortcomings. And most of all, Body is now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. So glad that you're with us here on this Friday, July 23rd, 2021. It is good to be back, and I hope technically this is working out well. I'll be running on all my own articles and program and everything, so we'll see how that goes. I did turn on a light to make it a little bit more cheerful in here. But, you know, like I was saying in the last segment, it really has been beneficial for me to take a week off, even though I really haven't wanted to. Like, I've been desperate to get back this entire time because so much is going on that I need to say things about. But it was good to, again, just experience the news when I'm not in it all the time and obsessed with it. So more of a casual look at the news a few times a day rather than continuously obsess over it. And you get a different view of the world, different view of what's going on, a more bird's eye, whole picture view that in a lot of ways is maybe more accurate or more valuable or at least different in a good way from the view that you get when you're in the trenches running around. And that's sort of what I realized, is that it really is an info war. I know it's cheesy to say, but there are all these moving parts going on. There are battles happening in the way that battles happen these days. In like World War One and Two, you know, you don't just meet and clash and everybody goes home at the end of the day and counts their dead. You know, battles that go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. That's what's going on constantly. And I realized that, weirdly enough, I sort of occupy a position of like a general in the info war talking to my troops, the audience out there. And I realized I was doing a massive disservice because in a war, the number one priority has to be morale. It has to be morale because that's what wins or loses wars, or most importantly, that's what loses wars. You lose when you lose morale. And so I'm not doing my job if I'm lowering morale. And I feel like that's the consequence of talking about all of this horrible stuff all the time. So today we will be taking at least one segment to explicitly talk about the good things going on, because there are a lot of good things going on. And you need to know about the victories in battle that we're having just as much as you need to know about the battles that we are in the process of losing and need reinforcements on, or however you want to, however far you want to take that metaphor. So I did get a chance to sort of think about things and reconsider how I wanted to do the show in general. So what I realized is that there are people out there that, you know, deal with the daily news constantly and have to, you know, be the ones to report the first thing to you every time. InfoWars, the reason that we're a little bit unique, and my job really is that I have 3 hours every day where I can try to paint the picture of the battlefield, where I can show the interconnected lines, where I can do a little bit deeper research, where I can look ahead and try to predict what the enemy's next advance might look like. And so it's been good for me to step back and be able to think about this and think about how I want to do the show, because like I said, if I'm just reading, like reciting a list of horrible things happening and saying a snarky comment after, it's not actually that valuable. And I'm in such a, again, just I pinch myself, like I have a show on InfoWars, like that's a huge responsibility that I need to be taking the most advantage of. So hopefully we'll keep it even lighter than before, actually, because like I said, morale should be high. There's a lot of evidence that what's happening right now is that the globalist plan has entered a second stage of failure. So the first big failure of the globalist plan, which everybody watching this, probably anybody who's watched Alex Jones knows, there is a plan. There are many different plans, but there's one large overarching plan that's been carried out for decades on decades on decades, largely unopposed until Donald Trump. And I really think 2016 was the globalist's first failure in a really long time on a very big scale, because we elected a guy who they didn't control right when they were on the cusp of doing all of this stuff anyway, right? You remember fake news. You remember, you know, all of the lies from 2016, a Russian puppet. Like, they would have done everything that they're doing now. They would have done that in 2016 with Hillary Clinton as president. So we gave them a black eye in 2016. They guaranteed that wouldn't happen again in 2020 by setting up the voter fraud, by taking advantage of the Black Lives Matter protests and the coronavirus and all of this big perfect storm to allow them to not just steal the election, but then use that as an excuse to crack down on Trump supporters. It's a dangerous conspiracy theory. You must be silenced. You are a terrorist if you question this. Very convenient, right? And of course, all this was well and truly predicted. But here's the thing. I talked last week, I think, about the lockstep document, and I explained how there's another part of that lockstep document, how that lockstep is just one situation out of four. And I said that the situation that we are now entering into, the scenario that we now find ourselves, is the hack attack scenario. Like, even the name itself, it's obvious that this is what's happening. And I explained that hack attack was less favorable to the globalists. Like, they didn't want hack attack. They didn't really want lockstep. Lockstep they had to do as a response, I think, to Trump getting elected and really actually threatening to – because the globalists operate a house of cards, right? It's all based on lies. It's all based on deception. It's all based on mind control and corruption and very skeevy activity that must be kept hidden at all times. So everybody has to believe – they can't have some guy suddenly take over – that wants to just, like, spill all the secrets to the world. Like, that – it was a major, major blow to them. So they sort of implemented this lockstep scenario, which to them was a defensive move. They were already – you know, if Hillary Clinton had won, they already had everything they have now in terms of cultural control and subversion and immigration. Like, they would have had all of that, right? And they were primed and ready to go. And you could consider that – I think it was called Better Together – or something. That was the other scenario in the lockstep document that was like their ideal scenario. Because the way you can understand it is, the ideal is like, we just set the table and everybody just falls into globalism. Everybody just blindly follows the leader and we guide them into the dystopia that we want, and they're happy and they don't even know better, any better, right? Lockstep was like the next step, where it was like, okay, they're not coming willingly, so we're going to need to give them a little push. Yeah, we're going to need to give them a little nudge. And I think that was everything that we've seen in the last – that was 2020, right? That was the pushback. That was the attack. That was the counter move against the Trump insurrection of theirs, the real insurrection, the insurrection against globalism that the Trump election represented. So now we're in hack attack. Now they're rolling out, you know, cyber polygon, internet going down. They're really tripling, double and tripling down into an even less favorable position for them, which is having to force it, right? First it was, oh, just come on in. Yeah, no, it's just welcome. And people are just like, oh, okay, globalism sounds good. And they just like wander in, right? The second level is like, Oh, no. Oh, there's a virus. Get in. Quick. Get in. Get in. Quick. Get into globalism. And instead of people should be like, oh, God, virus. Quick. Get into globalism. People have sort of pushed back because people like Alex Jones, InfoWars, you know, so many great people that have been exposing this stuff for decades have been proven right. And it's also obvious what they're doing. And people are pushing back even farther. So what that means is we're going to move into another layer of globalist machinations, which means greater disruptions, greater chaos, greater danger. But it's good because it represents the fact that they're on their back foot. So that's my morale boosting conception that I've come up with over this last week that I think is actually true. I'm not just saying it. I really do think that the globalists are getting desperate. Their desperation is showing, and the desperation is in response to a very large, real, and growing global response and global pushback to their insane schemes that are just obvious to everybody. So, obviously, we're not doing a daily discussion. Thursday to me, but we'll be right back with your top story. Stay with us.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation by the 30s was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. And 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them. for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
July 23rd, 2021, and what I did was I went over the last week or so and I found what I thought were the top stories, and I divided them into two categories. You've got sort of just your general world news stories, and then in particular, your stories about tyranny, about the giant tyrannical establishment now being set into place in America. So we're going to start with the world news here. We'll move on to the tyranny supplement a little bit later, but let's begin, shall we, with a trip to China, where this week the Chinese government threatened to nuke Japan in a full-scale war if they intervene in Taiwan. Quote, there will be no peace talks, and the video they released is actually outrageous, actually completely insane. They say they'll liberate Taiwan, and if Japan sends just a single soldier, they will nuke all of Japan. Literally, they say we will launch nuclear weapons. They say we'll use nuclear bombs first, and we will use them continuously until Japan surrenders. So a lot of bluster from China, completely unacceptable and wild that this is going on as they continue in the pattern of making massive moves towards Taiwan and have now taken it to a really insane degree. And hopefully this is just evidence of, you know, what we talk about on the show, which is the inverse relationship from China's power to what they project. So the weaker they are, the more tough they want to make themselves seem. It's classic Sun Tzu art of war tactic. So hopefully that's what this is. Hopefully, you know, they want to take over Taiwan in a subtle, bloodless way, like they did in Hong Kong. You get people in charge, you know, send a couple yen their way, and once you're in power, you put into place laws against criticizing the Chinese government, and basically the place is yours. That's what they did in Hong Kong. I imagine that's what they're going to try to do in Taiwan. But that's probably our biggest story because, you know, it's China threatening nuclear war. Here's another one from Japan. Olympic opening ceremony director fired for a Holocaust joke. So this guy made a joke where he mentioned the Holocaust 20 years ago, and now he's not going to be in charge of a monumental, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a piece of art that will be seen around the world and enter into the history books and the collective subconscious of billions of people. No, you don't get to do that anymore. 2 days before the ceremony was to happen, he was removed because he had a line in a play 20 years ago where he said, let's play Holocaust. It's comedy. He's pretending to be the host of a kid's show, of a children's show, and the host of the children's show, this fictional one, are trying to figure out why kids won't watch their show, and they're talking about all of the things that they do on their show that are outrageous and ridiculous and should never be on a kid's show. That's the joke, hence saying, hey, that one time we played Holocaust, right? How outrageous it is. But incredible. It's kind of confused at first because we remember that you can't deny the Holocaust. We know that. Nick Fuentes just, you know, can't fly. You know, he just can't exist because he denied the Holocaust. And this isn't denying it. This is making a joke about it. But we also know that apparently you can't use it to talk about modern day tyranny. It's very confusing. But here from Newsweek, Twitter must ban Marjorie Taylor Greene over Holocaust, COVID claims, says American Jewish Congress. So she was already in trouble for this, I guess, if that's the right way to put it, for saying that, you know, separating populations into distinct classes and then treating them differently and making them stand out sort of sounded like the Holocaust. And, of course, she was talking about COVID-19 measures and vaccine passports and this sort of thing. And she was reprimanded for that. And she had to go to the Holocaust Museum and give a book review about how much she learned. Not good enough. She must be removed from Twitter, apparently. Really outrageous. But amazing. This is all in the last week. No joking about denying or using as a historical example the Holocaust. It's getting very strict out there, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on now. Pfizer this week, not a great week for pharmaceutical companies in general. Pfizer recalls anti-smoking drug Chantix due to cancer-causing chemical. Sorry, it's too outrageous. My mind boggles and I can't make the words out because what else would you expect? Trying to quit smoking so you don't get cancer, and of course the anti-smoking supplement is cancerous itself. But that's not all. Big three U.S. drug distributors, Johnson & Johnson, reached a landmark $26 billion opioid settlement. So that was this week as well. Just in case you're forgetting that, as well as poison in the baby powder and, you know, your anti-smoking drug having cancer-causing materials, just the plethora of horrible things that pharmaceutical companies are getting caught for continuously on like a constant basis and having to pay massive fines and not really ever getting in that much trouble, but definitely constantly, continuously, and seemingly remorselessly perpetrating on the American people constantly. So there you go. Opioid drug pandemic also sits at their feet. We have this as well. The EU lists rare nerve disorder as side effect of the J&J COVID-19 vaccine. Don't worry, it's rare. It's the Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare side effect. But they say it's worth it. They say just keep doing it. It's worth it for sure. Don't pay attention to half of your face not working anymore. Not a great week for pharmaceutical companies, other, of course, than the billions of dollars they continue to rake in of our tax money. Moving on now, Michigan officials use $65,000 of COVID relief for employee bonuses, including to themselves. Well, they did such a great job. I think they deserve it. They're like, we got so much money for COVID. We deserve a little bit on top, right? We did such a good job getting money from the taxpayers that we should reward ourselves for being so good at getting money that we're going to give ourselves some money. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? So, you know, as well as bailing out California cities and all sorts of other insane nonsense that the COVID relief fund, you know, again, it's like imagine you have cancer and the money you've raised to help you treat your cancer and deal with bills while you're going through chemotherapy is being pilfered from you. It's being stolen from you. It's like just having money stolen from you, but it's also the money for you to treat the cancer. It's so much worse than just money. This is endemic. The real pandemic is the scam. The real pandemic is the total corruption, the total decimation of any semblance of normal governance that COVID has allowed. I can't get my car registered. I mean, nothing works anymore, right? They just ignore everything. Yeah, defunding the police also while you're at it. We're going to get back to to more of these stories in just a second. But there you go. Michigan officials pilfering the pilfering the charity. It was supposed to help you survive, but instead it's helping them pass the time, I guess. Who knows?
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen. Realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender. Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to American Journal. Harrison Smith here. Let's try to get through all of these stories. There's a lot, and I'll try not to spend too much time on each one. And hopefully what this will paint for you is a picture of the tyranny that they're setting up. But we're going to begin not with an overt example of tyranny, but with a just beautiful image, a metaphor, a symbol for what we'll be talking about. And that, of course, is Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden. Yes, the just utter degenerate, the golden child who was given everything, a family of nearly unparalleled prominence in America, Ivy League education, just everything handed to him, and he uses it all to steal and cheat and lie and be a crackhead, incestuous, pedophile, criminal. Like, it's insane. It's insane that this guy exists. that he is apparently rubbing elbows and helping to make deals with the highest echelons in our society. Then it's completely covered up with the laptop and everything else. And now, on top of it all, they are allowing this lifelong degenerate criminal to claim to be an artist, a painter. He has discovered this talent of his, where he does a little scribble and then he sells it for $500,000 to an anonymous buyer. And that's legal, and they're doing this in your face. So this is our symbol for tyranny. It's not an overt thing of tyranny, but it's a nice little package to let you know who the people are that are running this tyranny and how they use their power and what they get away with. So our next story is this, Watching the Watchmen from BuzzFeed, where they explain the Michigan kidnapping case, where they say at least 12 confidential informants who assisted the sprawling investigation were involved. The trove of evidence they helped gather presents an unprecedented view into American extremism. 12 confidential informants. That vastly outnumbers the number of people charged in the plot. So this is what happens to you, right? This is what happens to your sons, your uncles, your friends. They get to do whatever the hell they want. They have a free pass. The media covers for them. The law enforcement doesn't go after them. They just make money hand over fist with no skills whatsoever in a blatant open display of corruption. You, if you're a patriot, will be embroiled. If you have a crew that likes to go out and get drunk and shoot guns and talk about how much you love freedom, you will be infiltrated. You will be subverted. You will be embroiled and ensnared in a plot not of your making, but of the FBI's making, and then you might go to prison for the rest of your life as a terrorist. By the way, speaking of, Pelosi names members of January 6th Select Committee, including Liz Cheney. Well, a Republican, right? Cheney. Yeah, that's the distinction. Democrat, Republican. It's not decrepit, corrupt, vampire elite versus everybody else. No, it's Republican, so Liz Cheney is a cross-the-aisle pick. No. Anybody with the name Cheney belongs over there with anybody named Pelosi on that side, the side now setting up a commission to investigate the thing that they already know was a deadly insurrection coup of white supremacists that justifies and indeed necessitates draconian censorship and all sorts of other horrible stuff. So there you go. She's setting up her almost exclusively Democratic committee here, 13 members of the committee total, and they say this one is going, you know, because the Republicans didn't go along with the first witch hunt, now the witch hunt is just going to be blatantly and exclusively partisan, right? Before they were like, hey, join us in this commission to frame your supporters as domestic terrorists and white supremacists to justify insane national security measures and restrictions of your liberty. And Republicans were like, no, F off. You didn't do that for Black Lives Matter. And they're like, well, all right. You don't want to be involved? Okay. It's going to be all Democrats. And we're going to investigate the hell out of this. It's literally what they're doing. So again, blatantly, openly, they're setting this up. Breaking news from the New York Times. The Capitol Police were told not to use their most aggressive tactics ahead of the January 6th riot, despite warnings of violence, in which Congress itself is the target, according to a new report by an internal investigator, which, in case you don't know, is just the latest in a series of these reports that explain that they knew exactly what was going to happen and allowed it to happen and perhaps encouraged it and perhaps pushed it forward a little bit. Because, I don't know, they say the Capitol Police were not told to use or were told not to use their most aggressive tactics. Well, you unloaded at point blank range into the neck of a peaceful protester, a young woman and a veteran who was unarmed at the time and apparently didn't even know that the shooter was there. So she got shot in the neck at point blank range. I don't know what the deadlier tactics than that would be, but I'm glad they didn't use them. I'm very glad that those were not apparently the most aggressive tactics they had. No, so essentially what they're saying is don't actually guard the Capitol, leave the doors unlocked and unguarded, put like maybe two guys out there and a couple of barriers. And then once the crowd that we know is coming and we know is going to be possibly, and perhaps it was, the largest protest in the history of America, you know, once they push through that, and they might need to be helped along, by the way, a few flash bangs, throw out a couple smoke grenades, you know, really rile the crowd up. And, oh, no, they're pushing past the barrier. Oh, no. Oh, no, they're inside. Oh, no, we didn't erect any security. Oh, no, we opened the doors. Oh, dear. Shoot them. Kill them now. She's a domestic terrorist. Gun her down. Smear her. Capitalize on her death. Frame it as if it was her fault and her friend's fault. And so her political belief must be rooted out. Incredible. Incredible. So there it is. Just yet another example of something that we've been telling you since the day it happened. They knew this was going to happen. They did nothing to stop it. Now they're framing it as an insurrection and a coup and an organized terror attempt. Whatever, the witch hunt continues. Top U.S. general rejected Trump's suggestion the military should crack skulls during last year's protest. New book claims. Well, this one's out of order. Keep this one in mind. We're going to revisit this little tale in a moment. This is what happens when I don't have a stellar, rock-solid bombshell crew backing me up. I got to do my own technical nonsense here. This is what was supposed to be there. General Mark Milley dodges question on his fears of a Trump coup. I'm not going to comment. I thought this was rather important because essentially what this is saying is that he was insubordinate. He was insubordinate. He was, while Trump was in office, undermining Trump on the supposition that Trump was doing a coup. So we know, as I'll bring back, Trump tried to get the military, and it's amazing, Trump tried to get, he was the executive, he was the commander-in-chief. He didn't try to get something up. He ordered something to be done, and then his subordinates didn't do it. That's what happened. So he's like, hey, send out the military, we're doing this, there are riots that have been going on every day for 4 months, this is unacceptable. We're sending in the military and at the very least, protecting the federal property that is being destroyed on a daily basis. And Mark Milley said no. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's like 60 Secret Service agents being injured in a single night. They're like setting churches on fire. Historic churches like Abraham Lincoln prayed in. And Mark Milley's like, no, no. I'm apolitical. I'm so apolitical that I'm going to do everything I can to make sure this president is out of office. Complete insubordination. The real coup was Mark Milley the entire time. We didn't know. But apparently, and again, this is not actually out of line if you know the globalist tactics, because this is what they're doing constantly. They're saying, we think you're going to do this, so in order to stop you from doing this thing that we think you're going to do, we're going to do something really bad, right? We're going to stop you from doing terror by incorporating you into our terror plot and then stopping you. So we're going to stop you from doing a coup by not following orders from the President of the United States. By the way, General Mark Milley, he was elected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for the one of the product. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually kill more people than HIV, and they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Final segment here. Time flies. Man, I wish I was in the office. I'll be back next week, come hell or high water. But in case you're just joining us, here's where we are. The far left activists are burning down American cities on a daily basis for months on end with absolutely no pushback. In fact, being funded, given cover, and politically supported by Democrats in office. And Donald Trump, president of the United States, is trying to send the military out to stop them, and he's being prevented from doing this. He's being completely disobeyed by the General Milley. So that's where we are. I guess, you know, it's not the guy who won the election and got the vote of tens of millions of American people that gets to decide what's happening, the commander-in-chief of the United States. No, it's Mark Milley, bureaucrat. Okay, so that's where we are. Meanwhile, a bunch of good old boys from Michigan are being entrapped by a swarm of FBI agents into a attack that they didn't plan and might not have wanted a part of, but now might be spending the rest of their life in jail for. Meanwhile, the degenerate dirtbag son of the incoming president is having his massively evidentiary, just vital, completely damning laptop and the evidence therein completely hidden from view by the likes of Facebook, Twitter, as well as media companies like NPR, National Public Radio, which said we will not cover this. So this is all going on simultaneously. Then coming up to January 6th, you have General Mark Milley deciding that Trump was going to do a coup, and so he's going to do a coup first to out-coup the coup guy. But here's the thing, you're not the president. He was the president. So he can't do a coup against himself. You were involved in a coup. Okay. So perhaps part of that coup was permitting and allowing to happen the events of January 6th by not putting any guards in place to prevent it, which now Pelosi is investigating in order to completely root out all of the evil white supremacists and allow the Capitol Police to open field offices outside Washington. So Capitol Police now going everywhere. And it's good that it's them because they're going to be extra high tech. You know, they're going to be surveilling everybody. Capitol Police to use Army surveillance system on Americans to identify emerging threat. So they'll be extremely well-armed, extremely well-funded, technological surveillance equipment, incredibly high caliber, which is all very interesting because, as Huffington Post reports, the Capitol Police are not subject to freedom of information laws. January 6th could change that. No, it didn't actually change that. Unique among major law enforcement agencies, the roughly 2,000 officer department, oh, that's going to get a lot bigger now, that secures Congress, is not subject to transparency laws. Okay, so they'll have tons of funding, a mandate given by the justification of January 6th that was sort of permitted and allowed and encouraged to happen by the collusion between the military and the media and big tech companies. And so now the Capital City Police are going to be well-funded, tons of technology to surveil and root out the thought crimes. Meanwhile, you have this. Garland bars prosecutors from seizing reporters' records, which seems like a good thing. Seems like, you know, if there's a whistleblower that's leaking something in the government to the journalist should be allowed to publish that and not face repercussion from the government. Seems like a good thing, except our media is the government. They're completely in bed. It's entirely corrupt. What do you think would happen if a Biden whistleblower leaked damning information to the media? They would turn that person in. They wouldn't publish it. They would give it directly to the FBI. Look what they're doing to Julian Assange. You know, they'll destroy you if you leak information that they don't want you to leak. Meanwhile, what this does do is gives the government complete free rein to leak any information they have. The government has all the information, right? I mean, the government has all the information that you can get legally, illegally, it doesn't matter. They have it all. So they can leak that now at will with impunity to any media outlet they want, who all serve them slavishly and will publish whatever they give them without questioning it or looking into it at all. And now there won't even be an investigation about it. So there you go. Maybe I'm just jaded. Maybe I'm just a downer here, but it seems like the way it's going. From the New York Post, Biden accuses Facebook of killing people amid censorship row. But the important line is here, where Jen Psaki says that the White House raises issues for the social media companies in direct channels. They're seeing a trend that's troubling. This information is inaccurate. So from the White House, they are coordinating with, in partnership with Facebook, to eliminate information that the federal government finds displeasing to it. Oh, for your health, of course. Oh, but it's vaccine information. So fascism, good. Meanwhile, it's not just your Facebook messages. DNC Biden allies want phone carriers to vet anti-vax messaging. The department, the Democratic National Committee and other White House allies want wireless carriers. So it'll be your phone calls, your Facebook messages, your text messages. There will be constant surveillance using very, very extreme technology, high definition cameras. They can see you from miles away, perhaps in balloons or drones above. That's the technology that we're talking about, by the way. So you'll be surveilled constantly all the time, and your private conversations will be intercepted by government agents who must approve of what you say, for your safety, for your health, of course. Pentagon, by the way, reportedly tracking extremist web searches, including, quote, the truth about Black Lives Matter. So, okay, so maybe it's not just about the vaccine. Maybe also they'll be using these exact same tactics to crush very simple, really innocent political inquiries. The truth about Black Lives Matter. You're going to search the truth of Black Lives Matter. Now the Pentagon will be tracking you, tagging you, perhaps sending your name to that specialized, completely free from oversight or, you know, FOIA request, Capitol Police force that is now surveilling you constantly. You know, but asking questions about Black Lives Matter, I mean, I get it. That's bad, right? That's a terrorist type thing to do. That's what terrorists do. Ask questions like the truth about Black Lives Matter. You don't ask about the truth about Black Lives Matter. You obey slavishly. You get on your knees. Okay? You paint the mural. All right? You paint the street. Okay? You defund the police. You tear down the statues. You do not ask about the truth about them. Okay? The truth is we obey them. That's the truth. Okay? But it's not just that. Okay? I get that. That's bad to ask the truth. Patriot is hate speech. MSNBC warns viewers to be on the lookout for online groups that use the word patriot. Well, it's just crazy, you know, talking point. Oh, it's just a talking head guy. Yeah. Let's just ignore it. That's probably never going to happen, right? That's what we all know how it goes. Some crazy guy from the left goes up and says something outrageous, and then everybody walks it back and goes, oh, no, that's it. And then it never happens, right? Okay. All right. Maybe we can pay attention because the things they say, they then do. Okay, moving on. DOJ announces strike forces to go after gun trafficking. Okay, so now we have strike forces for January 6th. We have strike forces for COVID-19. Now we're getting strike forces for gun trafficking. Okay, meanwhile, 1 million people have crossed our border in 6 months. Whew. Crazy. Biden administration invites UN experts on racism to visit the U.S. in a bid to combat racial injustice. So this is just in case the purge of the military doesn't quite work out. We need those UN troops. We need the Chinese troops, Mexican troops. We need the Guatemalan troops. We need the, heck, Bosnian troops. Like, who knows? Who knows who's going to be coming? But they'll be invited in because we're racist. We're bad. We get on our knees. We get punished by the UN. And that's what we need to do. Okay? And all of this is good and wonderful. And questioning it is actually unacceptable. Okay? Meanwhile, if you do want to bribe the Biden administration, Hunter Biden is having an art opening. You'll be able to go and shake his hand, talk to him. Totally anonymous, by the way. Now, your neighborhood, constant surveillance, Capitol Police, massive high-tech cameras in the sky watching you all the time, your phone calls, your text messages, your Facebook. That's always censored, always watching, always we're going to see that all the time. You can't get away with anything anymore. Hunter Biden, however, $500,000 cash in hand, and you think you're just going to find out who he's selling that to? You know, he is an artist, and he deserves privacy. He'll own things. He'll have privacy. You won't. Oh, man, I forgot to do the good news. Hey, there's been a ton of good news. Hell, we got 30 seconds left in the show. Protests all over the world. Bonkers. Vaccine passports. France had to back down. It was insane. The January 6th protesters are getting more and more attention. It's all coming out that was all a setup. There was a protest there. That was really incredible. By the way, weather wars going on. I really can't wait to get back into the office. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. I hope it's a fine 2 hours. And I can't wait to be back on Monday. Bodies, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks, guys.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Jones, and you're watching Exposing Mass Media. While I was setting up stuff earlier with my crew, we were accidentally on live for about 20 minutes and didn't even know it. So you probably saw me sitting here reading magazines and doing Lord knows what else. This is a special episode tonight. Not so special in that most of my episodes, I think, are special. Not because I'm special, but because the information we're talking about is special. Because anything that pertains to the freedom of the citizens of this country to live, to be free from outrageous taxes, to be free from all the rest that government intrusion is thrusting onto our everyday lives. And there's a lot to talk about. There's been a ton of stuff in the news from Eubonics, you know, the new form of speech or whatever that the Oakland School District's for, to Bill Cosby's son being shot on the highway today, just countless things. Clinton scandals are still going. All the Newt Gingrich stuff is still churning. And this is a live show, January the 16th, 1997, so feel free to call in. Usually my shows are on Wednesdays from 7 to 8:30 p.m., but I'm happy to announce I'll also be having a second series starting February the 6th. I will start a new series, and I'll also be on Thursday nights. I'm going to call that something else. In fact, see, we're already getting some calls. Y'all can suggest names for the show if you like. I'm thinking something like Corruption in America or something, or Corruption in High Places. Maybe it'll be a program dedicated mainly to going after the nuts and bolts of corruption, and there might be more of, I might have cuts of film and things on that program. First of all, I'd like to thank all the viewers out there for all the support for the program. I'd like to thank y'all for all your feedback and all the information. I've been getting a lot of requests for me to take more calls. We have more of a dialogue. And so for the last 8 or 9 months since I've been doing the show, I usually only take 6 to 10 calls a program. I'm going to go through some quick news of the week, and then we'll go right into y'all's phone calls. I can see we're screening some calls right now. Well, first of all, folks, something sad happened today. I grew up watching Bill Cosby, whether it was his cartoons or, you know, the Cosby Show. I think he's a hilarious comedian, one of the few comedians that is a clean comedian. You know, he talked about the family dynamic and things like that, real life stuff. It didn't have to be vulgar and or debasing of women or such. And again, I'm not some, you know, goody two-shoe who's against funny comedy that's, you know, dark or vulgar. I like most forms of comedy. I just think he's a really good man. One of the richest entertainers in our country, and a shameful thing happened today. Somebody on the L.A. freeway, his son, who was just getting his second master's degree, working on it at the University of Columbia, I believe I heard on the radio today, and he was just fixing to get his second master's, and he was there fixing his car, and right now it looks like a white thug pulled over and robbed him and shot him. Just senseless violence, and you see that in our culture so much today. We're getting so desensitized to violence by Hollywood and so much the entertainment industry. And again, I'm not for censorship. I think, you know, Hollywood should be able to produce pretty much whatever it wants, as long as it's rated properly. But that's the thing I'm going to get to later. Look at how Hollywood generates. I mean, I went and saw a Hollywood movie this weekend with some friends. I went and saw the Relic, and I thought it was a great program, but what I didn't get about it was that the thing had a theme
you know, in it, which was real exciting, and I enjoyed it, you know, kind of science fiction, stuff like that. And the whole movie, though, was just total and complete endless violence, and, you know, guns were the central figure of the movie, which I understand. You have to have that in a movie that's action-packed like that, and I'm not against that. But then how can Hollywood turn around while they're promoting violence and desensitizing the public? How can they turn around then and have the nerve to tell us, you know, that we're extremists because we're for the Second Amendment, which the Founding Fathers put in there for a reason, to defend us against tyrannical government and defend our homes from thugs, like the man that shot Bill Cosby Jr. today. So, folks, this is just outrageous what happened to him. It's a shameful act. I am very sad that a member of my race did it, but as we all know, thugs and criminals come from all races, all creeds, and all backgrounds, and all and both sexes. Of course, nowadays, three or four sexes. There's always some new group wanting to have a new sex. But that's just terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to Fiber Green Caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Now to a lighter note, and I'd like to hear your feedback on this. I don't usually get into the whole environmental thing. I usually don't attack the environmentalists. I think a lot of the people at the lower levels of the environmentalist movement are some of your best people. They really care about the planet. They really care about their environment. They care about the, you know, the children of America growing up in a country, you know, that's free or almost, or near free of toxic chemicals. And so I don't really get into that because I feel like there's so many good people who've been involved in it, and I feel like they've been misdirected in a lot of, in a lot of respects. But at the same time, I pretty much steer clear of it usually. But can't do it, folks. You know, you've got more and more of these areas that are getting called not just national parks, but so-called biosphere zones. 23 national parks or part of parks have been turned over to the UN. That's a fact. I've seen them. I've been down to Mexico, and I've seen UN biospheres there where people aren't allowed to go. I mean, these things are everywhere. So when you hear about that in the media, it is true. The UN has been given over large parts of large tracts of our land, about 1.5 acres just in North America. And they've got a lot more also in Alaska and Hawaii, which are other states of ours. Don't need to tell you all that. But Bobby Unser, who is a 5-time Indianapolis 500 winner, probably one of the most famous race car drivers ever, he was in New Mexico, and he was on a snowmobile with some friends, and they got stuck, and they were in legal areas, and then they got lost because a blizzard blew in it. And those of you that know about a blizzard, you can't see 5 feet in front of your hand in a blizzard. They barely lived, folks. It took them 2 days of hiking out through, you know, 15-degree weather in the snow to make it out to a road and get saved by some rangers. And then guess what the rangers turned around and did? They gave them a fine because they asked where they'd been. They said, well, off that direction, you know, 5 or 10, you know, 20 miles. We're not sure. They still haven't found the snowmobile as of last week, but they still just gave them the fine. And the Park Service isn't sure if they were given a fine, but, I mean, the Park Service isn't sure, let me correct myself, the Park Service isn't even sure if they did cross over the line. It's just that Mr. Unser was being, you know, truthful and said, well, I did see some signs once we were already lost. Oh, well, forget it that you almost died. Forget that you were lost out in the wilderness and accidentally crossed over some imaginary line, maybe. We're still just going to give you this ticket. And they even told him, because you're a celebrity and we want to make an example. Think about that, folks. The selfless, non-thinking behavior of some of these bureaucrats. You're out there 2 days, no food and water, having to eat snow, barely make it out alive, in freezing temperatures, and they hand you a ticket for it. I mean, that's just the insanity, folks, because these people feel like they were being right in doing that to him. And I want to hear what you think about that. To me, that's just outlandish, folks. I mean, here's the article. I can read you part of it. It says, Unser faces fine for near-fatal trip. Famous race car driver. And it says, and then I'll read it to you. Unbelievable. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Three-time Indianapolis 500 winner Bobby Unser says the government shouldn't be prosecuting him for getting lost during a blizzard. And then it goes on down here. He says, but even if I did cross an invisible line in the snow, he said, the Forest Service shouldn't be protecting someone for getting lost in a blizzard. I mean, shouldn't be prosecuting someone for getting lost in a blizzard. And him and his friend got lost in there. And, I mean, that just shows you right there how crazy these people are and how they'll go. It's like a selfless, unheeding thought that I've personally even seen with bureaucrats. I mean, they're talking about even shutting down Barton Springs. That's in the works, maybe, because there are salamanders in there. I mean, folks, I've seen salamanders my whole life out in the woods crawling out from underneath, you know, logs and rocks. I mean, they're everywhere. And I know it's a special species and all that. I know I'm jumping around. It just is pretty unusual to me, folks, what's going on in this country. And I can't quite understand why so much, you know, the authorities won't go out. This happened at ACTV here, okay, and this isn't on the environment, but some people had a show here, and they were wearing a marijuana reef around their head as a joke, and it wasn't real marijuana, it was plastic. Well, somebody called and said, they're smoking marijuana up there at ACTV. Well, guess what? The police were there 10 minutes later. Now, I don't think it's the police, but think about this. People have had their windows broken out here several times, and it took the police 30 minutes to an hour, and sometimes they don't even come out here. See what I'm saying? If it's a drug issue, the police are rushing here. If it's an issue of crossing an invisible line in the snow that's some UN-controlled zone, everybody comes down and descends on them. I mean, we're getting so petty in this country because the media and Hollywood have set up an agenda of what's important. And I just think it's shameless, folks. Now let's get into some real serious stuff. We talked about Bill Cosby's son getting shot on the L.A. freeway. I hope that doesn't get turned around by the forces that are against the Second Amendment and say, see, you know, that's the fault of the gun. No, folks, it's the fault of that barbarous, evil degenerate that shot him for no reason after he robbed him. It's the fault of that person, folks. It is not the fault of the firearm. A firearm is a tool, like an automobile or like a chainsaw. Very dangerous, but it's a tool. We have to understand that. And there is no argument in the Constitution about what the Second Amendment's about. Well, I see we've got some screen calls. I'll start going to those in a second. Just some other items that I'd like to speak about. And if y'all want to talk about this, this is great. It's all come out now. Every week I speak to you, and I've got my reruns that are on countless hours a week because of so many requests for them. We're always hearing about what Republicans do, you know, teaching college courses, doing this, doing that, all these terrible things they do. Let's get them. They're so bad. But then it'll always be shuffled off, or the media will ignore it, or they won't report on it, about Bill Clinton's serious, serious lacking of credibility. And, you know, I've called Clinton a traitor on this program, and I don't know what else to call him, folks. I don't know what else to call it. And I talk about this every week, folks, but there's new developments in the ongoing foreign money and influence in the White House scam and the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. Money just flows in by the gallons, folks, and nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to want to get involved. It's shuffled off to the back of the paper weekly, and now the newest stuff has come out. Mr. John Huang, who was a member of the DNC, even though he isn't native to this country, which is fine, but his job, it all came out in the papers. His job was to get money for the Clinton administration from Asian Americans and foreign Asian groups that were based here, though, that had offices here. And, you know, then we started finding out that big banking groups were giving him money, and that was totally illegal against the Constitution to take foreign money. And then we found out that Clinton, you know, made a bunch of our coal reserves, clean burning coal, which is good for the environment, off limits. And the media said, oh, isn't he great for the environment? And, you know, he's doing all this against our country, you know, cutting off our natural resources so that Chinese and Indonesian, which are Indonesia is pretty much a satellite, folks, a satellite country of China. And by cutting off that coal reserve, what it did was is pretty much obliterate our coal stocks here. Coal stocks dropped dramatically here, whereas in those countries, coal stocks went up. That's called espionage against our country, folks. But, you know, that's not that glamorous. Let's ignore that. That's, you know, let's get after Newt Gingrich or some Republican for teaching a college course or something. Okay, let's just forget about that then. Let's move on down here. Now it comes out that John Huang is a known. This has been in many papers. Weeks ago, it was in conservative journals like Human Events. But you know, of course, the media doesn't pay attention to some extremist rag like this. You know, I mean, here it is right here. The Commerce Department provided John Huang with a top secret security clearance after waiving a background check. I mean, there it is for you right there, folks. Waving a background check. They let him in. It comes out. But guess what, folks? He's on the payroll of the Chinese military securities payroll. He is known to be a member worker of banks that are partially owned by the Chinese, and now it's come out that he's a member of Chinese military intelligence, because anybody that knows anything about China knows that China is pretty much run by the military, folks. So that's what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, the New York Times right here, folks, look at this. The cover a couple days ago, and it's still the cover most days, is Gingrich is heard using tactics in ethics case. You know, like he's Darth Vader or something, you know, some great evil person. Well, he was not supposed to speak about the ethics case after the ethics hearing came out, after the finding came out, after the ethics committee came out and said Newt Gingrich really didn't do much. He wrote a letter that was not true, but, you know, we've gotten hundreds of letters from him, and his lawyer wrote this. All he did was sign it, blah, blah, blah. And the press said, well, he shouldn't have signed something he didn't read. Whereas congressmen and senators every day, vote on bills that are thousands of pages long that they never read. But it doesn't matter. There's a double standard here, folks. And we all heard about how bad he was. And the story here isn't that mid-level DNC operatives, the Martins. And we all saw the Martins on the news. We all heard about the Martins, you know, the great Martins, standing up, good people, didn't even know who Newt Gingrich, you know, first they said, I saw him say this on television, on CNN, on a press conference, we didn't even, you know who Newt Gingrich was. I knew he had gray hair. I think I'd heard about him, blah, blah, blah. What came out that they were campaign chairmen of several counties in Florida, folks, and they just happened to have a scanner going and just happened to record this conversation while Newt Gingrich was doing this. And the story isn't how they committed a known felony, folks. Okay, they committed a felony by using these tapes and doing this. This is against the Privacy Act. Okay, this is patently wrong. In fact, some of the people, some of the Democrats on the Ethics Committee, have had to resign off the committee.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go, what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. Listen, you've been gracious to come on in your car in a parking lot there in your minivan. We really appreciate you. But I want to talk about something. Keeping you operating and your thousands of employees, despite all the persecution, keeping InfoWars on air. Talk about 360 Win. I've already bought your products for years. Everybody I know loves your products, but you're offering them at the lowest price ever, literally, to our listeners with promo code Alex. And you've got dog beds, cat beds now. You've got incredible human beds that are revolutionary at a very low price. You've got your towels that are the big that my wife loves. Already had them before this. The pillows, obviously, and the Giza sheets and all of it. If people go to MyPillow.com and at checkout, put in Alex, you get up to 66% off. And, hey, a lot of you did it. It got some great support into InfoWars to keep us on air. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Democrats are just allowed to do whatever they want because they step aside for the crooked elements of our society. And again, I have nothing against. I think there's a lot of corporations that are red-blooded Americans. As a group, they care about the country, they try to strengthen the country. But there's more and more groups out there that are corrupt to the core, and they'll do whatever it takes to kiss up to the government so that they can be, you know, given tax breaks and all this other BS. Not for tax breaks for anybody, folks, but I just want you to understand why they're trying to take. But the media is not your friend. I don't mean a radio station down the street or some local thing or this or something. You know, I'm sitting there trying to talk to you. What I'm trying to say to you is this: quit thinking the press is your buddy. You know, you've got all these new slogans, you know, don't just watch ABC News. Use ABC News. Tune in to this or that and find out what the truth is. You know, they even say that. Tune in tonight and find out the truth. Believe the truth from us. I don't usually say I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you what's widely in the papers, that Bill Clinton is consorting with known international drug runners, opium runners, gun runners, like Mr. Tree and Mr. Wong. I mean, this is all real. So let's go to some calls. Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering what you think about the issue of the bombing at the abortion clinic this morning.
I think that is abhorrent. I think that is a shame. I think that people should be advocates in this country for things that they believe in. And I think that people should not... I mean, I am totally against any form of violence, folks. And I think that it's absolutely disgusting that whoever did that to that clinic, they should be brought up on charges. If they're convicted of doing those bombings, they should be executed. I mean, I'm for going after the individual and punishing the individual action. I don't look. I'm all for the right to life people to go out and protest and to use their First Amendment right of free speech. And I personally don't like abortion, but I don't even get into the whole debate. I'm trying to move us, you know, past all this and let us understand how we can move forward as a society. But I think it's terrible. What do you think about it, caller?
I believe, in this bombing case, I believe that the abortion, of course, abortion is an old and weary issue, but what we really need to look at was the terrorist part. This has probably been, the second, third bombing of a building within the last 3 years here in this nation.
You're right.
And I believe that when you spoke of freedom earlier and the First Amendment and all that, it immediately put in my head these militia groups and stuff. And I was wondering, maybe this might be stemming from this. I heard a catchphrase earlier in the week called American terrorism, which is emerging now. And I'm just wondering if this freedom is just leading back to this.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying freedom is causing this to happen?
It might have something to do with it. I mean, you see...
Now, hold on a second. This is an argument I want to get into right here. Did you know that at the turn of the century, we had anarchists running around New York and Washington actually throwing things of dynamite at our presidents and people? I mean, we've had the military riding down, the great Douglas MacArthur rode down and killed about 25 protesters who were, I mean, you know, you've got terrorism on both sides. There were protesters at the Capitol after World War I who were wanting their back pay, their back pension pay from World War I that they were promised by the U.S. government. And our own military went down there, Douglas MacArthur and Eisenhower, and they went in there and they rode over those people. They burnt those shacks. They ran over people with horses. And again, that's terrorism by the government. I mean, you can argue, you know, I mean, there is terrorism on both sides, and there's a lot of these militia groups that I've looked at their websites, I've listened to shortwave radio, and I don't agree with a lot of what they're saying. I think there's that movement in so-called freedom groups to say, well, we're for freedom, so we can do whatever the hell we want, and we can, you know, screw the government, and I hate police, and I hate, you know, this, and I hate that. And no, I'm for freedom. I'm for passive resistance. I'm for using, you know, speech and the pen, which is mightier than the sword. Right. And I'm for doing that kind of stuff. So, yes, I mean, I'm in no way for doing that kind of stuff.
Correct. Yeah, I was just pondering that if people, of course, you were referring to that stuff in New York, and that was basically, like you said, anarchist, and it was scattered. But this is not.
It was scattered? What do you mean? All through our history, there has been terrorism, sir. They used to go and lynch innocent African Americans just because they felt like it. That was a form of terrorism. That used to happen all through the South. So, I mean, look, I mean, what's going on in Bosnia? What's going on in Africa? What's going on in Russia? In Russia, there are hits and murders every day in Moscow alone by the mafia taking over the country. I mean, death and destruction and crime and criminality is all over the place. I mean, America's had a pretty sordid history. I think America's, you know, probably the best country in the world. So to say, oh, well, you know, we don't know who did that bomb at the Olympic Park, and we don't know whatever. I'm just curious. I'm all for condemning those acts 110%. I don't agree with all militia groups. I think some of them are good. I've read their stuff. They sound like, you know, just nice people who are, you know, who are saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, I think stuff's getting a little bit serious in the government. I think that, you know, with centers like the National Center for Surveillance that has $390 million of equipment in it, which is just waiting online to tap phones. Bill Clinton tried to give them the bill so they could do it. 1.5 million wiretaps, I say that every week. I mean, you know, governments are by their very nature intrusive because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right. That was seen like when they were having trouble with the mafia in New York and Chicago. The FBI decided to tap phones.
No, I'm all for wiretaps. I'm all for the FBI can tap whoever they want. Right. They go to a judge and they can get as many wiretaps as they want. They can get additional wiretaps. All the judge does is sign a piece of paper for each one. They can wake a judge up at 3:00 in the morning, folks. I mean, we've got all the laws we need. Did you know that they write more laws in Washington every year than they did the previous year? There's a huge maze of laws, and that's why we have to have so many lawyers in this country. We have more lawyers in America than the other 6 industrialized nations combined, and there's a good reason for that. It's because our laws have gotten so thick, there's so many different overlapping layers of laws to where somebody's got enough money, enough lawyers, they can weevil through and cheat the system. We need to get back towards a common law system, and I'm for writing a new law if it's needed, folks, but, I mean, all I'm saying is to sit there and say, well, too much freedom is causing these terrorists to do that. No, you go after personal responsibility. If somebody blows up a bomb and kills somebody, you catch them, you try them, and if they're found guilty, you execute them, you give them one appeal, you execute them after 6 months, that's the end of it. There's no 20 years on death row and all this BS, because the death penalty is a deterrent. I don't let some media, you know, statistic tell me it's not, folks. I mean, there's been a lot of times, you know, when I was in high school, I wanted to fight somebody, but I didn't get in a fight because I knew that I'd get in trouble, and I didn't want to get in trouble. I mean, it's all that, folks. I mean, we don't, look, take drunk drivers, for instance. When a drunk driver runs over somebody walking across the street, they don't come on the news at night talk about the car all night and talk about how the car ran over the person, and, you know, blah, 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 and talk about how vicious the car was and what kind of car it was and, you know, this and that. Whereas if somebody shoots somebody, there'll be 2 or 3 lines talking about what kind of gun it was and how many shots were fired and how they shot him, and then they might sit at the bottom and they caught the criminal. They need to talk about, I mean, if the media is going to editorialize, this is just a suggestion. I'm saying they ought to sit there and they ought to get to the actual nuts and bolts of the issue, and they ought to say, hey, personal responsibility, that horrible tyrant shot Bill Cosby's son today on the highway for no reason. They shouldn't sit there and talk about the gun all day, folks.
Yeah. I mean, but there's still that 2% of the innocent to get executed. That is one reason why
Alex Jones is the first person to tell you that this isn't a perfect world. But let me give you a quick example. We all have seen examples of countless murders. I always use this example. Kenneth Allen McDuff from right here in Texas, just south here, I believe is where he's from. He killed 3 teenagers back in 1964. He was sentenced to death, pled guilty, all that stuff. got sentenced to death. Guess what? The know-it-all so-called liberals, which really aren't liberals, which are just toady of the states, that you know, who are toadies of big government, came in and said, it's wrong to kill. We are higher than that. This is a perfect world, a utopian society we're going to set up. None of that. You will get life, but no possibility of parole. Well, guess what? For 14 years, they let out Kenneth Allen McDuff, and he went on a murder spree. Estimated he probably killed 20 to 30 women. He's been convicted of killing three women. They found, you know, his semen signs, his hair there. We know it's him. He said, "Oh, I'm innocent." You know, he learned how to do that in prison. And guess what? He got sentenced to death again, folks. So you liberals who say, "Well, what about the 2% that's innocent that gets sentenced to death?" Blah blah blah, folks. It's not a perfect world.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right. Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV, and they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
watching The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch live right now at band.video.
Hello, you're on there.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, basically, I had a couple things I want to talk about.
Sure, go ahead.
One was recently in the media, the wordplay that they have, all the...
The spin.
Yeah, right. And particularly with just about the little girl who was murdered up in Colorado, that JonBenet girl.
That is so grotesque.
Yeah, it's a real tragic thing. But all I keep seeing and all I keep hearing in the media is, they'll put up some graphic, fallen angel or, death of a beauty queen and all these, these things that...
They're making a sick tabloid out of it.
Right. Well, they're stressing, yeah, sure, she was a beautiful girl, and they keep talking, death of an angel and fallen angel. And I wonder, would we even be hearing about this if this was some,
black kid.
Right, or that, yeah, in some, poor neighborhood, or her parents weren't rich, or she wasn't as, a pretty little girl, and, they blow it all out of proportion, and, it is a tragic thing, but,
Yeah, I have to say this each time. I'm not for censorship, and I think we should, leave it alone. But we should at least point back to Hollywood and point back to all these tabloids and point back to the media, who's always acting like, we know best, we understand everything, we're the moguls of society. Listen to us, you're all bad, you horrible Christians out telling people what to do, blah, blah, blah. They're sitting there doing that, and we need to say that, but look at you. You make money out of death and destruction. You hype it up like it's almost glamorous. And, hey, folks, I think that's wrong. So that's what I'm trying to say. We should start intimidating the media back with, by calling editors, calling people and saying, hey, I don't appreciate this. Hey, I don't appreciate that. Because as long as we're lazy, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to talk about was, what do you think about these new television ratings? Because to me, it just seems like another little, they're subtle, they're not a real big deal, but just, one more thing that they threw on the pot, there's so many of them, I don't even know what they mean, and, I'm talking about these new television rating systems that are, you see the little box up in the upper left-hand corner before every show, and, what's that all about?
Oh, well, that's what Clinton and the Republicans and everybody got together with the Federal Communications Commission, and they got these voluntary rules with the networks and everybody, and they're putting a rating system up there, and that's all great. I mean, again, I'm not for censorship. I am for a rating system, and I think just, some stuff should be on late at night. I mean, I'm not for controlling people. I am just for people, us not being lazy and being conscious and watching what our kids are watching, telling our kids not to watch things and not being lazy and letting them sit in front of the television, because it all goes back to personal responsibility. And that's what I'm saying. All I want is a little bit of skepticism of the media, and I want them to think about, wait a minute, this is so bald-faced. On the cover of every newspaper for the last 2 months has been Newt Gingrich, almost every other day. And then there's been a total they have done nothing but ignore Clinton's massive, hardcore corruption. And, that's just incredible, folks. I mean, it's a laundry list. You couldn't write a Hollywood movie about the sordid everything from, from sex to drug abuse, and that's all Hollywood stuff. Hollywood actually loves that. And that's why I don't get into all the little tabloid stuff on Clinton. We've got concrete treason here, patent treason, folks. You couldn't ask for a more textbook case. I mean, all the major newspapers print it, but they'll print it one time, and they don't emphasize it. They don't editorialize like they do about Republicans or about people that are trying to move towards freedom. And that caller who called earlier, he scared me. He said, I think all this bombing and all this is coming because of too much freedom. That's crazy. Where are these people getting this? No. We don't want to take away freedom, folks. You'll get more terrorism. Look at Northern Ireland, folks, where the British have had iron rule for hundreds and hundreds of years. And you've got more terrorism there per capita than anywhere else in the world. Look at Israel. They've got checkpoints up, and understandably, you've got, racial hatreds there or ethnic hatreds going on there. And, they've got checkpoints, machine gun posts everywhere, and they got more violence and more terrorism there. It is not freedom. Freedom is not the problem. I hear these other shows at night sometimes. Chris Ramirez, he's got a good show, but he put me on here on his internet site, put my head on an Elmo body. I thought it was kind of funny, actually. But what they did is they sat there, and they... And people call in all the time. They say, hey, I think we should have a strong government. I think we should have wiretaps. And they're being serious. It's like this generational X thing of, and Chris doesn't say this, but his callers do, that it's cool just to give into it and say, hey, who cares? Let's be part of an authoritarian state. It's no big deal. I think that's crazy.
Let me, if I may, end my formal remarks there. I don't believe we've got more than 5 minutes, but... Dr. Falker, would it be useful if I took some questions here before we leave?
General McCaffrey, Alex Jones from KJFK Radio in Austin, Texas. I fully agree with you on the scourge of narcotics and their destructive consequences on the human brain. But something I find interesting is the massive evidence coming out in the past of our own government and other international organizations' involvement in drug smuggling. In fact, 2 days ago, you called Colombia an emergency situation, and you're calling for $1 billion and more funding. Well, your head of counter-narcotics and drug operations in Colombia, his wife was just caught shipping in masses of cocaine into the United States. This is from the Washington Post, sir. Also have Reuters right here on it.
Is there a question?
Yes, that's my question. I just wanted to state my facts because, you know, we're in this world where you ask a serious question, you're a kook. Let's talk about the drug running of this government.
Was the first press conference I had in Washington was an older reporter. And you know, I said, I don't know. I've been serving the country for 32 years. I'm not running any drugs. Louis Free, I don't think, is. I think the poor wife of the Milgram commander in Colombia underscores the problem. Drug abuse and its consequences are not a problem confined to one subsegment of the population. It affects all of us. Corruption, illegality. 4 months ago, I visited one of my best friends, lifelong friends. The four of us grew up together in the Army. Very senior officer. Three beautiful kids. The baby is 21 years old now. Kid looks like Christopher Reeves, handsome lad. We had a little chat there, the three of us, visiting the two parents and the boy. And he's in a wheelchair with major permanent short-term and long-term cognitive impairment. And they've chopped away the muscle mass of his right arm and right leg because he overdosed on heroin and was in a coma for 42 days. That's a face of drug abuse. And we've arrested former senior officials of the Department of Justice, mayors, sheriffs, officers in the National Guard. There are 38 cases of corruption in the Customs Service in the last 3 years. By the way, when I say that, I don't mean to imply, and nor do I believe that this government is seriously jeopardized by drug-based corruption.
Well, I wasn't accusing you of drug running, sir.
No, I just...
The NSA and the CIA, and y'all just make sure everything, you know, go after the cowboys. They give you a target to go after.
What do you got, sir?
Mm-hmm. General Caffrey, there's a lot of documentation on the drug running, sir. There's massive stacks of evidence. General McCaffrey.
I'm glad to walk on home, bud.
Are you
running behind?
Are you violating my civil rights?
Yeah.
My God-given rights, I should say better.
No, this is closed press right now. Thank you.
Oh, closed press right now?
This walk is, yes.
Oh, this walk is.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
If you'll respect our...
There are people walking all over the place. They got some Army intelligence gentlemen following me along.
Reporting.
Does this go out? Oh, really? No? The general isn't here? There weren't a bunch of Navy people in uniforms?
He's not active duty.
Oh, well, I know that. He's active cover-up. Yes. Thank you very much. Y'all have fun with Austin Dean. Well, anyways, Staten Miller, you there? All right, we're going out nationwide right now. I'll get the tape on tonight. I'll also get the testing communications. I just ask you simple questions, getting hardcore evidence about the drug running of this head of counter-narcotics down in Colombia. So there you have it going on. The wife of Colonel Hyatt last week being caught shipping in large quantities of cocaine to New York City. So we're just asking why his head man's wife was caught engaging in this behavior and reading the actual news reports. And they're getting extremely, extremely angry. They're in the office of the dean right now. They've got their Secret Service, their Army intelligence milling around. One of them was bumping into me just a few moments ago during the break.
And me.
I asked him as he was exiting what exactly was happening and why this was going on. And, well, basically they said, there are no Army personnel here. They're on active duty. Well, we all know this and who they are. They're out there selling us this lie, John.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdown are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Guitar that was given to me by Mr. Joe Campana. I love it. It's a little Sears or Roebuck. It's my new favorite guitar.
How old is that guitar?
Older than me, probably.
Yeah.
Come and listen to the story about a man named Joe. The city council said, Joe, your house has got to go. KI News put the story on their show, and out came the black helicopter people. The kooks, that is. The so-called anti-government right-wing conspiracy nuts. The call went out for to save Joe's home. The SOS was shouted out by Mr. Alex Jones. Patriots came and they did all they could do to help to save this hero of World War II. The big one, that is. Joe was a junior in high school with a farm exclusion and an only child exclusion when they drafted him and tested the atomic bomb on him. The next thing you know, old Joe's yard was filled with friendly volunteers and materials to build. They said, we're going to help you, and you will not have to leave your silver-painted trailer or the comforts you need. The comforts of home, you see. Whatever they may be, they're private property, a man's castle, or supposed to be. And now it's time to say a thanks to Joe and all his friends. And we would like to thank you folks for kindly pitching in. And thanks for coming out for barbecue that Saturday to have a heaping helping of our hospitality. American hospitality, that is. It was all made and born in the USA, just like our new American hero, Mr. Joe Campana.
Austin Vet is moving into his new home today. KI has followed Austin volunteers as they help build new dreams for Joe Campana. KI's Julie Gersa joins us live from Campana's home in central Austin. Julie, how's it look out there?
Mark, it looks really good. Now, this you're looking at is the old home at 618 East 49th. This is how it all started. Joe Campana, a disabled World War II and Korea vet, has been here for more than 40 years. But the city had told him a couple of years ago he was going to have to move because they said that this home was unsafe. Well, when people saw this story on KI and later heard about it on a radio talk show and cable show, they decided they weren't going to stand by and let this happen. So hundreds of volunteers have donated their time and their money, appliances, the siding you see on the house, and this is what Austinites Who Care built. And today, Joe Campana had his big moment.
Joe, hope you enjoy your new house.
Thank you.
Joe got the keys to the home today. It is a modest cottage, but this place is furnished from top to bottom. They've donated furniture, everything in here, all down to the little details. Now, we talked to Joe about this gift that Austinites have given him because they care so much about him, and he was very moved by what they did for him.
I'm overwhelmed. It is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me that I can recall.
And Mark, in case you wanted to know what it looked like inside, here it is, fully furnished. Some volunteers have been working on this for a long time. They just happen to be in here watching. They are. You can hear the cheers from outside. They're very tired. This has been, they did this in 13 days, a city record. Councilman Lewis said it was a record the time that they got the permits. But they wanted to make sure that they beat the bulldozers, and Mark, they did.
All right, Julie, that's a fantastic story. Way to have the community get together in such a short period of time.
Right.
All right.
We're in front of Mr. Joe Campana's house. And I guess you can see behind me, we've got a front end loader from a demolition company, and they're going to scoop up Joe's old house and cart it off. Of course, we got big thunderstorms coming through, maybe an omen of things to come here. We're out here for the unconstitutional demolition of Mr. Joe Campana's old house. So we'll get it all on videotape and hope you enjoy what we do to our elderly in Austin. A lot this size, you can put about five row houses on. So welcome to Smart Growth. here comes a front-end loader to tear it down. Your house would be next. Yeah, maybe you think, oh, the hell with old Joe, but here it is, live and in color. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the teeth of the government here, the teeth of the government ready to knock down Joe's house. Yeah, we've got a close-up of the flag flying over Joe Capanna's house. I don't know if the operators have noticed it, but it'll go down with the rubble. And, of course, we know the flag's been trampled on by Clinton administration, this city council, and others. Across the street, we got the bureaucrats. They're just drooling while watching this process go on. I'm glad it's not my life's work to demolish World War II veterans' home and enjoy it. So here goes the teeth of government fixing to take its first bite at Joe's house. We're just following orders out here. Boy, look, the whole thing rocked. Get a picture of it. Now the flag is still flying. Well, let's back up. We'll get the whole thing on tape here. Pretty sad. There it goes. The whole house shook when it took a first bite of Joe's house here. Here goes. We're going to take another scoop. Another scoop out of freedom. Another scoop out of freedom. Yeah, the flag's still up. Reminds you a little bit of Waco. At least the BATF's not out here. Here goes the whole thing. Oh, they're knocking Joe's house out. How's Joe doing in the house?
Not doing bad. I wish you had two cameras. One to put on.
Is he in there alone?
Probably doesn't want the damn camera on him. I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, there goes the Joe's. That used to be Joe's kitchen, and the flag's still standing. Maybe that'll be the last thing to go. These people don't care. And now it's raining like hell. Isn't it interesting that the rain's picked up as the demolition's picked up there? God bless America, and the hell with the salamanders and these salamander lovers that'll spend $26,000 apiece to put in a salamander handrail, but it'll tear down an old man's house. These guys are pieces of crap. People are taking pictures in the background. I'm just going to comment. Oh, I'm ready. People just need to watch it. There goes the whole house is moving. The whole house is shaking. And here comes the flag. Here comes the flag. Whoa, it's still standing. Yeah, look at that. The house has totally fell down, but the flag's still standing. Yeah, I bet you city officials are frothing at the mouth over this.
The flag's still standing. I hope he don't take it down.
Are you still getting... Well, if he does, when they take it down, it's a literal and symbolic gesture that liberty is gone. Okay. Now, look, the rain is at its height now. The rain is at its height.
No!
Oh, there it is. Liberty. Oh, that's the end of... That's the end of liberty. That's raining its worst. Oh! Boy, that's what they think of that flag. That's what they think. No, it worked out good. The rain is at its height. The rain is at its height. The flag is down. And so is Joe's house here. Yeah, I don't... You know, yeah, we believe the house was raggedy, but... Joe should have had the right to keep it. It didn't. You notice it hasn't fallen over on his neighbors.
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten anything on his neighbors. Joe lived clean in the house, probably cleaner than most of us. And he just wanted to be left alone in his own residence. So his residence now is gone, and the water's leaking through onto the microphone.
Remediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro. Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank, and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. Thebiopros.com.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Look, I sometimes get myself in trouble for what I'm about to say. Not that I ever get in trouble. As you've heard me say before, no one ever doubts I mean what I say. The problem is I sometimes say all that I mean. But all kidding aside, I have faith in the American people. I really do, to ultimately get to the right place. And by the way, many times Republicans are in the right place. I don't mean that the Republicans, it's only the Democratic point of view. But some of the stuff, I mean, QAnon, the idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and doing, no, I'm serious. That's, now you may not like me, and that's your right.
Joining us now is a gentleman involved with a historical story that's hard to believe but was fought out in the controlled newspapers back in the 1980s. During 16 years in office, former state Senator John DeCamp was cited even by his enemies at the World Herald as one of the most effective legislators in Nebraska history. A highly decorated Vietnam veteran, in 1975, he initiated Operation Baby Lift, which evacuated 2,800 orphaned Vietnamese children. He practices law in Lincoln, Nebraska, is married, and is the father of four children. And it talks about the shutdown of Omaha, Nebraska's Franklin Community Federal Credit Union, raided by federal agencies in November 88, sent shockwaves all the way to Washington, D.C., and $40 million was missing. And they found out Satanism, child abuse, mind control, and it dovetails with Bohemian Grove. Senator DeCamp, thank you for joining us today. You'll also be on the nighttime show Wednesday from 9 to midnight. Can you break it down for folks, this wild story that's so documented and so shocking?
You're talking about Franklin, the Franklin Credit Union. On Election Day 1988, it was closed down. It was a little minority credit union in North Omaha that served the minority community. It was run by a man named Larry King. Larry King, not the one on TV and radio today, but a black man named Larry King. Larry was, he was a big guy, about 350 pounds, but he was big. And he was one other thing. He was officially listed in the front pages of the New York Times, Washington Post, all those things, as the fastest rising black star in the Republican Party. In fact, here in Houston, I was at the Dallas Republican National Convention in 1984, I believe it was. I was number one vote getter, Republican pledge to whoever we had at that time, Honey Reagan or somebody anyway. And then I was at the 1988 convention. Once again, I was number one vote getter, pledge to, I think it was George Bush at that time. But anyway, at both of those conventions, Larry King, the black man I'm talking about, was the man who opened the conventions, believe it or not. He opened by singing the national anthem. Know how they have somebody sing. He was the one selected to sing it. Good singer. Anyway, Larry, on election day, his credit union in Omaha, Nebraska, was raided.
Senator, continuing, break it down, what you discovered, what happened, this Larry King fellow, this fast-growing, rising black star in the Republican Party, and what exactly developed and what you found out from there?
Well, so comes election day, they raid the credit union, stories start filtering out, you know, like always happens in one of these deals where there's a secret set of books and blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't the problem. Hell, every other credit union was... SNL back then in the late 80s was having trouble, remember? And we ended up spending billions for one in Arizona and Denver and all over. What next happened was strange stories started filtering out onto the street from young kids. They were that, well, yeah, they knew Larry King. They rode on Larry's private jet, Washington, and had this great party, and they were at these parties.
No wonder he was so popular.
Yeah, anyway, and then the stories turned a little more sinister, and they were that these kids were there to provide sex for important businessmen or politicians. And I'm not talking about mature kids. I'm talking about from anywhere from 7 or 8 or 9 up to about 12, 13, 14, young boys, particularly some young girls. But
well, Barney Frank's been caught with 13 and 14-year-old boys.
Well, these kids identified Barney as one of the people at the parties, by the way, and he's mentioned in my book, among others. But anyway.
And that was before, your book came out before he got caught a few years ago.
When did he get caught?
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the employees. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch live right now at band.video.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and no, I'm serious. That's... Now, you may not like me, and that's your right.
I was one of the first ones that came out and stated that this all had to be nonsense, that these had to be fantasy stories, that somebody was making them up, that you couldn't believe that somebody like so-and-so or so-and-so was out having sex with kids and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I just don't believe it. And if I really believed it, I'd be the first one to try to do something about it. Well,
and you were quoted in the paper saying that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I was one of the ones that said, you know, this is nonsense. And so I got a letter from a kid, me. Locked up in an Omaha jail, and he said, look, I know you don't believe any of this, but if you just come talk to me, at least let me show you some things, I'd sure like to do it. Well, I thought, what the heck? So I went over there to the jail, and there was a kid named Paul Benassi locked up in jail there. His terrible crime, he was 17 or 18 at the time, had been that he had touched his cousin on the outside of his pants, supposedly. And I thought, well, that's a little strange to be locked up in jail and so on because of that. But I listened to his story, and he started providing me details of specific times, places, and events. And then he did
to stop you, Senator. Didn't he mention, and you need to put this in the first edition, but in later editions, a bizarre place in Northern California, big redwoods and a large stone owl?
Oh, Bohemian Grove, he not only mentioned, but he's been there, and they've participated in all kinds of unbelievable, obscene, horrid things there. Yes.
What did he say without getting too lurid developed there, I mean, when he told you that story?
Well, I know this is going to sound unbelievable, so I didn't even want to touch on it, but one of the claims was he'd actually participated or been forced to kind of participate in incident where three young boys, including himself, were forced to have sex and then in front of a group of people, and then one of the boys was actually literally killed there.
And how was he killed?
In this particular case, I believe, I recall, I don't think I even have this in the book. I'm giving you this. Maybe it is in the book. I can't remember everything. But this particular case, after he was forced to do various things, I think they simply went up and held a gun to his head or something.
And he described a large stone owl.
Oh, yes, yes, yep.
Sir, did you know that I snuck in there with maps and hidden sources with the help of the national British media and that they have all the footage of it?
No, I did not know that. I do know that he's described it in some detail. He was there more than once. He was taken there, and some of the people there whose names, if I mentioned some of them, you'd instantly recognize. Some of our most prominent people in this country were a strange event there, but it's a fairly... You probably know that if you were there. It's a fairly well-known, very well-guarded, very private, secret place with access only by those who are permitted to go there.
It's a 2,700-acre redwood grove and a gorge with one entrance, with big cliffs on each side, backed up on the Russian River with the cliffs up high above it. And they have surveillance cameras everywhere, Secret Service, Sheriff's Department. They had murder investigations with dead children they found in 83. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department did an investigation and didn't find anything. Of course, they were running security when I was there. And I snuck right through their first two checkpoints, got on one of the buses, and got brought into the third main checkpoint. Was there for 4 hours. It goes on for 14 days. I saw priest in red and black robes, worshiping Moloch of the Old Testament.
Yep, that's exactly what the boy describes.
They brought in a bound human sacrifice and burned it on the altar, telling the crowd it was an effigy. And I have been into the equivalent of Eyes Wide Shut, sir, and I have video of it.
Good. And the boy who provided me all this information wasn't crazy, huh? Or he may have been crazy, but it was the information was accurate. Yes, that's just how he describes it. He was there.
So Paul Bonacci, now grown up, this is in the early 90s or late 80s, he's telling you these stories. What was compelling about it? I mean, you've been in the paper saying this stuff wasn't real, and then you go investigate what happened. I'll shut up.
Here was the trick. First of all, the psychiatrist. They had brought in a psychiatrist to check him out because they needed to say he was crazy. They needed to say he was crazy because of the stories he was telling that involved specific names, specific places, so on and so forth. The psychiatrist who examined him came up with the conclusion he's multiple personality, but the one characteristic about multiple personalities is that they generally are telling the truth because all they have to do is switch personalities. They don't have to lie. They simply move to another personality. So I thought, well, if this Schrenk, who's head of psychiatry at Creighton University, one of the prestigious places, is saying this, I want to check it. So I got to him and talked to him, and he'd tell me one tale after another, but then he told me something else. He told me, I know you don't believe any of this. He says, but let me show you. And I asked him about some particular thing, and he had a diary. His uncle, apparently, had taught him very carefully as a young boy to keep a diary. And this kid followed the lesson better than anybody probably ever has. He maintained a diary of every day of his life. And I thought, well, yeah, you could have made that in the last couple months, except it's all different ink, different writing, different this and different that. So I took it to a forensic specialist. They analyzed and determined certain inks weren't used before a certain date, certain weren't used after. You understand what I'm saying? They absolutely verified that these diary with these names and places wasn't written in the last month or week or year or 2 years. They were written since the kid was about 6, 7, 8 years old. So this made me start checking further, and the further I went, the deeper it got, and the more convinced I was that there's just some incredibly horrible things going on. And
what were the stories he was telling you?
The stories he was telling me were about young people being used particularly for sexual objects and compromising of politicians and very prominent businessmen, that they were also used as drug couriers, and there's nothing easier that can deliver something from one airport to another than a 14 or 15-year-old kid with specially designed things strapped around his waist or ankles or you know, whatever, carrying packets of cocaine or heroin or whatever. So they were used for that, and that they regularly were involved with politicians in very prominent places. One of the places he did bring up that caught my eye immediately, because I had been there and participated, the single biggest party that Larry King ever threw, something called the Republican convention in 1984 and a party held at South Fork Ranch. There used to be the film, the old Dallas thing on TV. Do you remember?
Dun, 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 dun,
you got it. Anyway, so the kid starts describing the Republican convention. Now, I had been at that party because I was a delegate there, and Larry King, the delegate, or I mean the man from Nebraska, was very high up then and prominent, as I say, fastest rising black star in the Republican Party, threw a party out there. And I thought it was, without question, the most incredible party. And I'm sure if you're from Texas, some of you people listening maybe even were there and know. I mean, they had everybody who was anybody there. I remember all night Maureen Reagan was draped over Larry King, the guy I'm talking about. Ran the credit union like kind of a big old wet blanket. The kid was describing with extreme accuracy what I knew had gone on there and what I had seen, who was here, who was there. The kids were there for a different purpose. They were brought there to be used by certain people in what they call the after party. So with the information I was getting from him, I knew that there was something more than whatever. And then as these kids' stories filtered out, the legislature of the state of Nebraska created a special committee to investigate some of this. As always happens when some big credit union fails or bank or SNL, you have to see what happened. So the investigator was a very dedicated and capable young man named Gary Caradori. Gary started really taking it all serious, and sure enough, he started finding one after another kids and stories verifying him and corroborating and whatever. Anyway, so this private investigator, Gary Caradori, was hired. The closer he got to things, the more strange things started happening. One after another, people were, quote, committing suicide. Anybody close to Larry King that could talk ended up committing suicide. Kids ready to testify ended up getting arrested and then being hung in jail or whatever.
And you list all those people in the book.
I list, about 15 or 20. But then, to get to the critical part, a man named Gary Caradori, as I say, went to Chicago to pick up a bunch of material. Now, Gary had his own private plane. So he flew there. He was a meticulous, most meticulous doggone pilot I ever knew. Very careful, very cautious. So he takes off, and right before he takes off, he calls back here to the head of the Senate Investigating Committee, and he says, we've got him now. I'll be there, ready to testify at the hearing tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I've got the proof. They can't duck it this time. They can't avoid it. And he said he had photographs, and on and on. He had gone to Chicago to pick up a bunch of materials. It was only years later that I learned what he picked up and who he got them from and so on and so forth. And I can maybe touch that later. But it wasn't at that time I knew. It was maybe 5, 6, 7 years later.
The globalists are having their revolution. But free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
as we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I went to Washington to meet with my good friend, who I had probably much more respect for than anybody that I knew would tell me the straight truth. His name is Bill Colby. Bill Colby used to be the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, and he also had been my longtime friend and sometime law partner even on a few business occasions. And he had been the ambassador to Vietnam, but secretly he was head of the CIA over there. He acknowledged that. But anyway, that's where I first met him, when I went to Vietnam as a combat infantry captain way back in 1969 and was assigned to a special program that he was in charge of called the Phoenix Program. And that's how we got to know each other and hit it off well and maintained contact then after I became a senator. In fact, he was the one that gave me permission to run for senator. I'm the first, last, not bragging, just telling, first, last, and only one you'll ever meet who won a senatorship without ever setting foot in the United States. I conducted the entire campaign from Vietnam with his permission, even though the Army tried to stop me.
And what happened to Colby later?
Yeah, well, Colby ended up floating. Anyway, so I went to see Bill. And
but not before he gave us the evidence on who really conducted Waco, and that's how we used that to blow it wide open.
Yep, right. Yep. Anyway, so this is back in 1989 or 90. I sit down with Bill in his house, and I said, "Look, Bill, I need some advice what I should do." And I described it. He knew all about it. I said, "What could I do when I know prosecutors aren't prosecuting, that the judges who should be raising heck are turning the other way, that the cops are involved, that the FBI, certain individuals in the FBI?" And he turned to me, and he says, "Look, I'll tell you what to do. Help." It's good, finally. He says, "Get as far away from this thing as you can." He says, "I love you. I love your kid." He says, "If you stick with this, you're going to end up dead." And I says, "You don't mean I'm just supposed to walk away when I know these things are happening?" He says, "Yep. Let me tell you a story." Oh, then he starts out. He said, "Last night, I returned from Moscow." Now, this conversation between Bill and me was exactly, precisely 3 weeks before the famous Gorbachev Revolution, 90 in there or whatever, when the whole collapse of the Soviet Union fell. They grabbed Gorby and held him hostage, and then Yeltsin eventually took over, but that was the collapse of the Soviet Union. I said, "What the blazes is the head of the CIA doing over in Moscow?" He says, "Well, believe it or not," he says, "I and a number of other people whose names you'd instantly recognize were over there trying to meet with people and make sure nobody pushes a wrong button. They say this is 3 weeks before the famous Gorbachev thing. And he says it was night before I was to come home here a day ago. He says I couldn't sleep. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. So he said I thought I'd just walk around. He says, of course, the place I'm staying is right on Red Square, the most prestigious hotel in the Soviet Union, right there on Red Square where they have the Kremlin and the Tomb of Lenin and on. He says, but I decided I'd just push my luck and see what happens. He says, I walked out. The guards knew who I was. He says, they ignored me. He says, I walked down to the front lobby. They just didn't pay attention to me there. 2 o'clock in the morning, I walked right out in the middle of Red Square in the middle of the night. The guards just, they know who I am, he says. They don't pay attention. They just watch. Just ignore me. You have to go, don't you, right now? I can hear that music coming.
Well, go ahead and finish up. Go ahead and finish the story.
Anyway, so he says, there I was walking in the middle of the night. He says, then it struck. Gosh sake, Bill, what struck? That it was over, that it was over, that we'd won, that we'd spent 40 years and we'd won the Cold War, the thing I dedicated my life to.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Got you.
I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to former state senator John DeCamp. Was a Republican senator, has had quite a few interesting experiences, and it was all fought out in the 90s in the press in the Lincoln, Nebraska area. Continuing with your story about Bill Colby, former director of the CIA.
So anyway, Bill goes on with the story. He says, so there I am in the middle of the night, you know, and it struck me that we'd won the Cold War and that 40 years of fighting the commies and blah, blah, blah. And he says, and then something else struck me. And I says, well, for gosh sake, Bill, what was that? He says, there wasn't going to be any victory parade down Madison Avenue for my efforts and all the work I'd done. There wasn't going to be any heroes parade. That this quiet march in the absolute middle of the night, my silent victory parade, was the only parade or celebration that I and all the other 10,000 of warriors of the Cold War were going to get. And he says... he goes on telling me about that, and I said, well, Bill, that's a wonderful story, but pray tell, what's my great lesson? Guess what I'm trying to tell you? Sometimes things are so evil and so powerful and so much more, dangerous and powerful than you ever dreamed that you can't deal with them maybe in the way you want to. You can't just say this is bad or evil and correct it. And he says, in this case, you're dealing with things that go right up to the doors of the White House, as we later learned when they closed down, by the way, that call boy ring that Larry King owned half of, you know, the one where the guy committed suicide here. And anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Anyway, operating right out of the White House back then. Anyway, and you have to back off and just, you know, deal with them in a way that keeps you alive rather than maybe the way you'd want.
But you obviously didn't listen to him.
No, I did, kind of. I kind of did. I said, well, there must be something I can do. And he says, yeah. For your own insurance, for your own health, he says, tell the story. I said, what do you mean? He says, let everything you know out, whether anybody ever reads it, cares, or anything. He says, the only one that can ultimately correct these problems is the press, media, when they finally get interested in it, we'll do something about it. He says, besides, rule in our business, in the CIA, if you give your secret out, there's no reason anymore to kill you or do you in, because you know, whether anybody believes what you've said, is not so important as the fact that you said it. So
it only lends credibility to what you said if they kill you.
Yep, right, exactly his point. So I wrote the book, and of course the first edition came out there in about 1991, and just as things were at their height, and then I continued working on it and working on the case very aggressively because I had told my secrets, and eventually, as you know, a lot of things developed. I won $1 million judgment against Larry King on behalf of one of the children in a federal court with witnesses and everything else. One of the key pieces in the book, and I call these what I call the mini miracles that happened after the book came out. Monsignor Hupp, you know, one of the most revered people in this nation, head of Boys Town. Boys Town was the centerpiece of the book because I pointed out young boys frequently were taken from Boys Town by Larry King with the permission of authorities there. They were one of the big contributors to his fund where he embezzled the money and used it for himself. And when the book first came out, Monsignor Hupp immediately contacted me and demanded a public meeting, where he would have witnesses and I would have witnesses, and he would have a confrontation, I guess, with me. But I knew if I ducked it, it wouldn't be good, so I went to the confrontation of the meeting, and he started out said, you've told the game, I'm ready to start helping with the name. Then he became the best supporter, helper, person there ever was. Of course, he got moved out of Boys Town. But he said, I was like the wife who was last to find out. He then told
So basically, how nice they're taking these poor disadvantaged boys from Boys Town to take them and learn about the world. And
don't misunderstand me. Boys Town historically has been one of the greatest institutions to help children in the history of this country. I'm sure you know that.
And so they just couldn't believe it.
Be abused, and it was in this case. And instead of wanting to deal with it, church, as Hoff happens too often, and in fact, I went all the way up to Rome to Cardinal there in charge of the things. And he said, well, the church in America is something in this area we have no control of. He says they will not acknowledge the problem of, you know, priests and some of these boys, and he says,
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Listen, you've been gracious to come on in your car in a parking lot there in your minivan. We really appreciate you. But I want to talk about something. Keeping you operating and your thousands of employees, despite all the persecution, keeping InfoWars on air. Talk about 360 Win. I've already bought your products for years. Everybody I know loves your products, but you're offering them at the lowest price ever, literally, to our listeners with promo code Alex. And you've got dog beds, cat beds now. You've got incredible human beds that are revolutionary at a very low price. You've got your towels that are the big that my wife loves. Already had them before this. The pillows, obviously, and the Giza sheets and all of it. If people go to MyPillow.com and at checkout, put in Alex, you get up to 66% off. And, hey, a lot of you did it. It got some great support into InfoWars to keep us on air. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that is criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually kill more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch live right now at band.video.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and doing... No, I'm serious. That's...
The real essence of the case is that there's some horrible things going on. They have been covered up. They'll continue to be covered up. And people and institutions of government who we should have the greatest respect and confidence in have tragically been involved. And when you have the policeman and the judge and those people covering up instead of exposing and involved instead of, a distant from it, then you get problems. That's what the Franklin story is about.
But by shining a light on it, at least in that area, did that reduce some of the activities they were involved in?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, in my opinion. That book, Franklin Cover-Up, was the first book of its kind to come out and really say these things publicly about some of these things involved. It was the first one to deal in depth with some of the mind control going on. And I know you hear the word mind control, people think, yeah, he's from La La Land or the planet Mars or something. But Paul, the boy, told about how he and other young boys, had originally gotten involved in this, the military bases they're taken to, I see now that there's a lot of discussion on some of these things that were denied 10 years ago when the book first came out.
Well, the History Channel admits that the founder of the American Psychological Association, Dr. Ewing Cameron, women would go to their doctor and say, I'm depressed, no psychological problems in the past. They go, oh, go to this specialist. They go in the office, they'd inject them. A year later, they'd come out, 109 shock therapies with, mega level, LSD, PCP, recording devices into their heads, creating new people. And that's on the History Channel now.
Yep.
And at the end of the show, and I saw it a few weeks ago, they said, well, 1947 National Security Act, CIA paid for this, still going on. There's nothing you can do. They're trying to make us feel hopeless now. They can't beat us because the info's too well documented.
Yeah.
So they just say, yeah, it's happening. What you going to do about it? We're going to take your guns for the children.
You may remember Colby was fired from the CIA, as head of the CIA, not the only one that's ever been fired, for daring to what they call reveal or expose the family jewels, being the secrets of the CIA that he thought had gone beyond what was right. In fact, he was fired by President Ford, and he was replaced by a man named George W. Bush, who then later became president. You may remember that. But Colby, I confronted him on this issue of mind control when I was getting all these stories from Paul and the other kids, and convinced that they were, if not true, at least a lot of elements of it were. So I said, Phil, I want to know the truth. Did we use young boys, young men in experiments for mind control? And Phil, probably one of the most intense discussions, and I think most honest in a sense, even though he gave me limited information, he addressed it this way, and I put this in the book. He said, you have to understand, John, you have to understand situation this country was in right after the Korean War. You're too young to remember, but...
That's when the word brainwashing came out, because they were publicly brainwashing our airmen.
Okay. He said, we at the company really believed, silly as this might sound today, that the Russians and Chinese had developed the ability to have ESP. I said, what do you mean? He said, extrasensory perception. In other words, we believed they had developed the technology to have somebody, let's say, standing in a room with the president and able to know or read his mind, so to speak. And he says, yeah, you laugh, he says, but we really believe that. That's how serious it was at the end of the World Korean War. He says, so we determined that we had to catch up. And he says, a lot of things were done and some mistakes were made, and obviously, like so often happens, some abuses occur. He says, but any person that was involved, particularly if they were a young person, was supposed to have parental permission, It was supposed to be very careful things, and he says, yes, there were some programs to determine, you know, what
can and
can't.
I mean, you know, the CIA's compartmentalized and the NSA and the rest of it.
I have no doubt from the later pieces that they were horrible abused, and the programs that they deny today did occur. We know about MKUltra and all that. But, in fact, I'm sure Paul and some of these other kids were involved in some of these.
Well, these technologies are being used. The big question is this.
Let me add the final thing he said. I said, well, how did it work? I'm going to tell you something. Said the one thing we discovered was that we were never, never, ever behind development these areas, and we aren't today. In other words, we were ahead of the others in whatever this mind control and whatever we were afraid of. We were ahead of the Chinese and whatever in our knowledge of it when we, anyway, you get the idea.
Now, a couple questions. I want to get into the Columbine stuff and tell folks how to get the book, and it's very well documented, folks. Politicians at the higher level, Senator, love
documented.
To involve themselves? It's like they know by compromising themselves, they know by doing this dirty deed, it's like a little punk gang member on the street goes out to shoot their first innocent person, so they're now bound to the gang and rise to the ranks. It's like these politicians know by being involved in all this evil stuff with these people, by allowing themselves to be compromised, to be filmed, having sex with children or killing women or whatever, or being involved in snuff films, that now their star is going to rise because they're fully compromised. It's like saying, yeah, I'm your slave. I'm fully compromised. Is that how this works?
I don't know. I do know that some of them, a lot of them obviously, didn't know they were being filmed or compromised, yet it was able there to be used against them at a critical moment on this or that vote. You understand? I'm sure some of them, just exactly like you said, fact is, it did occur. It does jeopardize the system. It needs to be dealt with, and unfortunately, I'm not sure it can ever be dealt with until you first acknowledge something has occurred. You can't correct a problem until you acknowledge or prove the problem is there and needs correcting. And in this situation, the levels it goes to and the people involved aren't about to acknowledge that the problem even exists. I'll give you an example. When the book first came out, there was a press conference of a whole bunch of some of the most prominent attorneys saying, representing this or that individual, because I named names, dates, places. I didn't mince anything, and I didn't think it was going to be believable if I, you know, said that I heard this or heard that. Anyway, they came out and said this is the most libelous book they've ever seen, and there will be multiple lawsuits, blah, blah, blah. So I then was asked my response, and I said, hey, I agree. These are the most horrible things ever said about somebody. If somebody said them about me, I'd be the first to be out there filing lawsuits. Well, there was only one libel lawsuit filed for slander, defamation, whatever. And guess what? I filed that against the Great Atlantic Telecast Company, some broadcasting TV station on the East Coast, in North Carolina, New York, wherever, when they had one of the people prominent in the book, a senator, U.S. senator, who was running for president at the time, and he went to North Carolina and said, don't believe this, whatever, this is lies. And so they came on the evening news and said, they said it's not true. And so I sued them. And they laughed at me. And then after about 3 weeks of their own investigation, they came back and we reached a settlement. And they paid me damages, which, quote, officially I can't disclose. And then they had an apology three nights. On the evening news, they had to apologize to the former senator from Nebraska, blah, blah, blah. So that's why I was so super, super, super careful.
How many people were involved?
As a lawyer, I know you can get yourself in trouble.
How many people were involved in these sinister activities?
How many people? I suppose that's between them and God. I don't know how many. I certainly identify a number in the book.
How do these pedophile Satan rings work? What's their network setup or cell setup? Do you have any details on that?
I don't have any details myself, really, other than what I write. Somebody provided me in the book, rather than me try to speculate or describe or give my limited knowledge, I'd rather suggest you just read the book and make
it. How do they rope local cops in to cover this stuff up?
Well, in this particular case, the cop was involved as the centerpiece, was the police chief of Omaha. And, of course, when you're having the police chief of Omaha and people who are extremely prominent in the in the financial and in the political world, almost anything is possible. In this particular case, the individual police chief of Omaha left fairly quickly after the book came out, and he went to a place called Wilmington, North Carolina. Actually, he went to another place just before that, a place over which, and I'm not suggesting there's a coincidence or correlation, but the little town right outside of Chicago where the airplane of Gary Caradore blew up and came to the ground.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWar.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And chemical attacks are imminent. They are preparing us. They are going to create a crisis.
because they know that they can't deal with a real political backlash and the restructuring and the reforming and getting back to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Biological attack is imminent. Imminent. It's going to happen.
It's not a question of if, but when there's going to be a chemical or biological attack on the American people. And what is their solution? They say, give up our rights, submit to Big Brother. The same thing Hitler did in 33 when he said, the Jews, the blah, blah, blahs, they're going to blow something up if I don't take full command and round people up and suspend and set up checkpoints and issue licenses and papers.
That during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, remember 2002, they wanted to have forced inoculation nationwide for smallpox, and it came out in news articles that, oh, yeah, the feds are going to use sports stadiums and postal offices as the centers where if you refuse to be inoculated, you'll be taken and beheld, but we'll also forcibly inoculate if we're given the orders at these injection facilities. I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. But Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite. Millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. I mean, what else? What else could it do? The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side. You need to spend some time this afternoon, this evening, over the weekend to close the shutters, to sit there in your easy chair, and to just sit back and think about the claims I've made here and decide on whether or not you're going to research the information we've laid out. In its 1968 yearly report, the Rockefeller Foundation acknowledged funding the development of so-called anti-fertility vaccines and the implementation of mass scale. From page 51 onward, we read, and remember, one of Bill Gates' uncles, Bill Gates' dad, headed up Planned Parenthood. They worked for the Rockefellers. We've confirmed that. And this 100-plus billion that these 40 billionaires have put in, $38 billion from the Gateses, $38 billion from Buffett, some more billions added by these other billionaires. The Rockefeller Foundation is running this. And remember the Times of London headline, billionaires meet in secret to plan population control. Population reduction. And at the end of the article, it talks about a world government to carry this out. What does eco-science cover? And it says several types of drugs are known to diminish male fertility, but those have been tested have serious problems with toxicity. Yeah, bisphenol A. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. Don't say you weren't warned. They go on to say using vaccines to reduce male fertility was something that needed to be investigated further, according to Rockefeller Foundation, because both the oral pill and the IUD were not sustainable for mass-scale distribution. And, of course, they want to do it by stealth. Oh, get your flu shot. Oh, you know, half of you'll never have kids. The other half will have reduced. See, it's got to be soft kill. It can't hit everybody or it'd be too noticeable. But they're testing how much they can get away with right now. You know, they want to hit those babies in the womb. Kind of like the UN programs worldwide where they only want to help the pregnant women. They come give them shots and they all have miscarriages on the spot and they send armed troops to enforce the injections. And that's what America's turning into as well. I mean, you can't ignore this.
Northrop Grumman bragged in a press release that it was going to use its cybersecurity technology to innovate new systems. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but to innovate new systems to track the spread of infectious disease and to develop more aggressive inoculation or vaccination technologies.
Well, what they said, I remember that coming out a few months ago, that they're going to come out with the new tracking systems where you've got to have your shots to be able to go out and do anything. Well, I mean, they're preparing mass graves. They're preparing forced inoculations. They're preparing under InfraGuard, lockdowns, under clergy response teams.
You see, everybody's a bunch of followers in this country. When are we going to stand up? When are we going to affect change?
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
A lot of this from my sources is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency, societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago, and when he got confronted by it by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out. Just type that in. CDC says internet kill switch is in case bird flu or SARS breaks out and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the U.N. has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government. It may not be this year, but this is the globalist plan. I'm Alex Jones. You have been warned. You've tuned in to this special Father's Day edition of the Alex Jones Show. We have been following very closely for several years Disease X that the UN World Health Organization has predicted could wipe out humanity. Now, there's a spectrum of Disease X type pathogens in the virus family that they would call a disease X, mainly the bird flu variety, the mouse pox variety, and also what would be known as airborne Ebola. I have four children. I love my family. I have studied history in great detail, and I understand how big a threat this is. Now, Zero Hedge has an incredibly important article that's a boil down from the World Health Organization and just mentions and blurbs out of the Chinese news that they're basically keeping quiet. And the story is also posted in full at Infowars.com that a new strain of bird flu that kills 40% of humans that contracted it just showed up this week and has already killed 100 people plus, and that's old news. Previous bird flus that they thought were incredibly deadly only killed 1%, then 3%, then 6%. The last one was 9%. Remember decades ago when they were worried it might go airborne? We have a graphic from the UN showing that it is now airborne. This is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen, because this should be the top news story in the world. Regular flu, it's estimated, even with compromised immune systems, might kill 1% of people that come in contact with it. The influenza plague that hit during World War One was estimated to kill around 10% of people that came in contact with it. And the estimates are 100 to 150 million to 200 million because good records weren't kept. It's at least 100 million people with a flu that killed around 11%. This kills 38.3%, according to the UN. They've rounded up to 40%. And it's exponentially getting more deadly in these giant factory farms in China.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the high rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.